Hi, so my name is Daniel Morin. I'm a senior software developer at Collabora, and I've been working on JSumer for a while. So at Collabora, I lead the effort working on adding analytics support to JSumer. And also I'm a JSumer developer. So today, first let's talk about JSumer. It's a a lot of you already know it. It's a major multimedia framework, open source. It exists for 26 years now, I think, and it's maintained by a thriving and very welcoming community. So if you have any interest, I invite any of you to join. I'm relatively new to the community, so I went to the, it has an extensive plugin system. It's a proven architecture, very flexible and composable. And it's been used for analytics for a long time, but more recently with all the analytics, all the major silicon vendor adopted it, forked it, and specialize it on their framework. And so why do we have GST analytics? But well, because we want the core of this to be available in the upstream JSumer, not necessarily in the vendor fork. So this way, when you decide to move to a different platform, you don't have to restart pretty much all what you've done from scratch. And so based on this, what we want to offer is a loose coupling with, we want you to have the access to the acceleration, but in a loose coupled way, like it is done for codec and everything else on JSumer. In the way we do this, we really adopt the JSumer way, the mechanism, and in some case, if the mechanism doesn't fit it, then we adapt it to the analytics needs, and other elements in JSumer can benefit from it. And most importantly, I think that it's a community-driven effort. We get inputs from very experienced developer and reviews, and we understand the needs of more people because they can bring it to the project. Just a little bit about what is GST analytics. Well, it's a set of elements that are a bit specialized for this. For example, ONNX inference, TF-Lite, Bern. Those are the elements that encapsulate the inference framework. Because in machine learning, the outputs normally is very specific to the model. So we have elements, we have what we call tensor decoders. So they translate the output from the models to a more standard way inside JSumer that other element can use, again, decoupling it from the model. So we can think about, if we have an object detection or a segmentation or another model dealing with voice, well, it's not necessarily specific to that model. Like, you can build an application that's using it without being specific to that model if you find later on that you have another one that is more efficient or more suited for your platform. You're able to change it without, you're able to change the model you use without impacting your application. Consumers, once we've produced those results, we've built a couple of elements that can use it, like we have overlays, ONVIF, serializer, deserializer, and the latest is, a bit earlier I was talking about, we are adopting the built-in mechanism in JSumer. For example, JSumer use negotiation to find the compatible elements that are based on capabilities. So for example, an inference element will produce capabilities that are specific to this model, and then the tensor decoder have the capabilities that describe the capability they can support. So this way they can be negotiated, and so this allow us to create a tensor decode bin. So we can select the right tensor decoder based on the model that is used. So it simplify, again, building in an application on top of it. In JSumer we have metas. Metas are attached to a buffer, and we extended this to for analytics, for example, you know, we can describe object detection, classification, key points, and so on. So this is the meta framework is very flexible. At the base is just a matrix that defines relation between different metas and containers. So you're able to create new metas as you need, but you have already multiple examples to follow to do this. And as of in 1.28, that was released last week. Now we have the negotiation is available inside between tensor decoders and inference is available inside JStreamer. Here's a typical, very simple analytics pipeline. You normally have a source of data, pre-processing, an analysis, post-processing, and analytics. And here I just mapped it to a simple pipeline. You know, there's a lot of JStreamer element that can already do most of the pre-processing we do. Some of it is a little still, it's in the inference because we didn't have, for example, for float support, we don't have a video type that support floating point, but we are adding this as, we are working on this. It should be available soon. For the next part, I'll switch to a bit a demo. So I'll show a demo and explain a bit more what is what I was talking about here. So, yeah. So the first demo, it's a segmentation. So, yeah. So, see, I have a segmentation running inside the JStreamer pipeline. So, and oh yeah, I forgot. So if I have multiple objects, you know, they should be segmented out. Yeah, so that's just an example of segmentation. Here, there's a couple things to know. Like there, again, it's the type of object are different MTD, like analytics meta with the segmentation, and they're put in relation together. So it's very, you can adapt it to your needs. So the next one, I'll have a couple one that are sort of built to a final goal that we'll see a bit later. This should be detecting the, well, hopefully it will. Seems like it doesn't. Shoot, that's sad. Oh, anyway. I don't know, maybe the light is. Oh, seems like, oh yeah, here, maybe. Yeah, so it detect my hand and with an angle, like it's a rotated box, so it detect the orientation of my hand too. And so I'll go to the next one to explain a little bit how this is done. So actually, when it's detecting my hand, it's detecting specific position on it to understand what's the orientation, and that's how the box is rotated. And here, it's actually to be able to show you that I'm using the relation meta that are able to put to, you know, say like there's a bounding box that is associated with key points, and that's how the visualization is working. So if I go to the next one, so actually, again, this is, we're building to, like now we are just involving one model. We're building toward, so now you see my hand is like horizontal, but it appears vertical. That's to simplify, like that's the requirement for the next model. So yeah, it's showing upright on the window. So this now at this point the first inference is the pre-processing of the next model. And here, so here I should have, okay. Oh yeah, maybe if I just position myself a bit like this. Sorry.
Take your feet, do this, it'll work better.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so the pre-processing, like now I can detect key points from my hands, So the first model was the pre-processing, and then it feeds to a second model that is doing the landmark detection. And So the next step is actually, so I wanted to use, based on this, I can detect like the specific position of the key points of my hand and do sign language recognition. So with a bit of luck, it's going to work. So. Okay, so. Oh, that's not the right thing. unfortunately, it doesn't seem to work here. But the idea is that I would feed the key points in a second model that would classify the position of the key point and recognize the letter that I'm describing, and then I was able to detect on just on based on time which letter and words and describe. So back to my presentation. Yeah, so we still can improve. Improve this and maybe add also ASL word, which is more than just there's a video analytics, and here's it was just image analytics, but we could recognize more complex language. And actually there's an application called Silhouette that is based on Pipewire, and which the goal is to do a virtual camera where it can remove background from the camera, but independently from the application you're using. So if the background removal on whatever video conferencing you're using is a bit crappy, you can use your own. And so it could do background removal, but it also could do the hand sign recognition. So you could generate a transcribe of what people are like. Signing basically, and even going further, we could send the transcript to Whisper Speech to have a speech synthesis from the transcript. So that's all. It's just example of things that we are doing, but I'm mostly working on the infrastructure to get those models and like all the free infrastructure to get analytics working in JSTREAMer. But I think we went far, so I'm inviting everyone to look at this. So in summary, JSTREAMer offers a very highly composable framework for building analytics pipeline. It has a powerful metadata framework based on graphs, so there is no assumption on what can be related. So which help you to describe better like the scene. What's based on your intent, and it has a loose coupling with the acceleration. So it should facilitate porting to other hardware or, yeah. So that's all, thank you. Can take questions. Yes?
What version you are using for this?
It's 128.
Okay.
Yes. But the question was which version of JSTREAMer we were using for this is I was using 128. Depending exactly which element that was there, they're available since 1.24. For example, Onyx Inference is there since 1.24, I think, yeah.
So all plugins you are using, they are available already?
Yeah, as of 1.28, all the ones that I've used are available, yeah.
What hardware was your demo on just then?
So actually, I just run on the CPU. So the question is which hardware I'm using. So I'm only using a CPU here. It's AMD ARM 7. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The question is from Onyx, which packet? What I was using. So I'm using Onyx Runtime. I could have if I use there's also Onyx Runtime GPU. Just I didn't have time to set up all the hardware to get all the acceleration. So, but all this is on CPU. It would be faster if I run it on the GPU, of course. Yeah.
Is this possible in GStreamer is this possible to put this on GPU?
So is it possible to put this on a GPU? Yes. So because we use Onyx Runtime, so there's an abstraction there. There's different backend to Onyx Runtime, and so there's CUDA, TensorRT. There's also a lot of others, VSI and. Most of the silicon vendor have a backend for Onyx.
These are available as well as plugins, as CUDA and everything.
If you just build Onyx Runtime with those backend, okay. If the question is if it's available with those plugin, this will be the same plugin as we use here. It's just when you build Onyx Runtime, you'll have to build it with the specific backend. So yeah, for TF, just a bit related to this. For TF Lite is a little bit different, but we have acceleration, like a delegate available for the VSI, which yeah. Yes. Can you?
In terms of AI stuff, many boards vendors use their own AI vendors.
Yeah, okay.
That can be utilized. And I wonder what vendors are you utilizing?
Oh, okay.
Just doing the implementation.
So we try to, we don't, so the question is, are we utilizing the vendor's board package for the inference, but so we try to keep it to the minimum, and so we're not using the vendor silicon package directly. Other than it would be abstracted by the inference element, so it's you don't use the full framework. If that was your question.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, comment for this topic. So if I saw you correctly, if you are using TF Lite, so for example, Qualcomm framework just plugs into TF Lite.
Yes.
That's one possible option. So
exactly. Yeah.
I hope that answers your question.
Any other question? Thank you.